Meet Patrick Adoga Foster, the visionary chief executive officer of Rodacres Limited. With a dynamic portfolio spanning lending, property and project management, and automobiles, Patrick leads a brand dedicated to turning challenges into opportunities. Under his guidance, Rodacres Limited has become a trusted name, helping individuals and businesses secure their financial dreams, manage their properties seamlessly, and navigate the road with exceptional automobile solutions. Patrick's unwavering commitment to excellence and innovation fuels Rodacres' mission to empower lives and drive success across industries. Patrick Adoga Foster isn't just building a business, he's building pathways for growth, mobility, and endless possibilities. Rodacres Limited, your partner in progress.
My name is Patrick Foster. I'm the founder of Rodacres Limited. Rodacres Limited came into existence in a very funny way. I was at a place, I was trying to get some things, and I noticed that the lady didn't have all of the things I asked for. So I asked her, why do you have a shop and you don't have these things? And she said she needed finance. And she had gone to the banks and nobody was willing to give her money because they couldn't trust her as a startup. So I went back and I thought how to help people with petty businesses and they intend to grow them. And that's how Rodacres came into existence. At Rodacres, we give loans to everybody and anybody. Salary earner, petty trader, self-employed. But depending on your sector, that's what will determine the interest rates that you'll be charged. We give loans to buy cars, we give loans to stock up your shop, we help to get properties, we also do a bit of property management. You give us your budget, we'll get it for you, take the risk off you. You want to buy a car, you don't have someone in the US, you want a particular kind of brand, we help you get the car, we finance the car. And in cases where you don't have money at all, we could get the car, but mark it up so that you could get the car of your dream. So at Rodacres, we don't only give loans, we also help to buy properties. In the typical Nigerian environment, we have people who want to take money and don't want to pay. We have a lot of them like that. So one of the challenges for us is having to go back, look for money because the people we trusted in, gave them money, are refusing to pay. For us, at Rodacres, we trust you, but we have to get something to help us get back the money. So in some cases, depending on the amount you're looking for, you have to provide a collateral so that we are sure that at the time you're going to come back to pay, you will come back because you have a collateral with us. But for little 50,000, 100,000, 150, we actually do not need all your collateral. We just need to trust that you live in a place. One, two people knows you. We can always get you when we need to get you. And then we're done. So for us, trust has been the major problem. But outside that, the business is doing well. Only the issue of trust. For us at Rodacres Limited, we take pride in helping families. 60-50% of our loans have been to help families with paying of school fees. I'm sure you know that we're in September, parents need to pay school fees for their words, and sometimes because some parents don't plan, they are stuck. But at Rodacres, we ensure that the moment you mention that you have to pay school fees for your children, that's top priority for us. We could suspend every other thing and ensure that that loan is done, provided we can verify that it's for school fees and it's meant for school fees. So we've helped a lot of families. We've also helped some families who are running out of Nigeria, the normal jackpot thing, where we have to help them fund their accounts, where so that they have a proof of funds for visas and all of those sort of things. So basically, school fees and then running of the families have been top priorities for us.
Hello, Patrick. How are you?
I'm all right.
How did you come about Rhoda and you're a guy?
Okay, I have a younger sister with four boys and a girl. And her first two letters in her name, Rosemary, is R-O. Her husband's name is Damola, D-A. So I felt, let me do something to make my sister happy. So I picked R-O and D-A, and then I said, Rhoda Crest.
Beautiful. So your name is not here.
Yeah, my name is not
here. Well, you want to see.
Yeah.
Well done. So you are bridging a huge gap in this space of financing individuals and business owners. Why the choice of, let's say, the people that don't have access to the kind of finance that the bank can give? Why did you choose them?
Okay. I worked in the bank for about 17 years, and I saw people with genuine interest, genuine businesses, but because they were not known, their businesses were not financed. And a lot of times they came back, they hit the bank disappointed. And so I always felt I could help, but I needed money. So in 2019, while I was still working as the head of sales for a company, I spent some time with my dad and I told him, it's late now. I told him what I wanted to do. And I got a loan of 4 million naira from him to start the business. And that's how I started. So I went to those little businesses that need 50,000, 100,000. And 3 months, 2 months, they paid. So those were the businesses I faced. And then I started also with salary earners, big people. And so I have a mixture of big, small, medium.
So I believe your target audience or your target market is broad. But I have a question around cash flow. Yes, you are one trying to float other people, but how is your cash flow?
Sometimes we have requests to disburse loans to individuals, but the ones we have disbursed earlier have not paid. What do we do? We can't tell these people we don't have cash, because the moment we can't give them, the next place they go to and they get the cash, they forget about us. So most times I have to sell something. 3 occasions I've sold my car just to put the money in and be able to give these people. Sometimes my wife, wonderful woman, she's always there to quickly send money to the company, and then I'm able to disperse, and when I get back from the other ones, I give back to her.
Because you're actually saving lives and your business has to be alive. So tell us, what's the biggest cash flow challenge you've had in your business?
Oh, okay. The biggest cash flow challenge we've had is situations where we have just about 3 people having 90% of the funds that we have. Because they are big people, we don't expect them to disappoint. But that's the problem we have.
Life happens.
It happens. And that's what led, initially when we started, we never requested for collaterals from anyone. We gave on trust. But when we started having these issues, we started demanding for collaterals. Depending on how much you're asking for, you could give us your car. Some will give us documents to their properties, but you know, in Nigeria, it's very difficult to sell properties. You have to get legal backings, legal injunctions, and all of that. So time is going. So we just go straight for things that we can easily sell, get back our money.
So tell me, Patrick, as a business owner, what is the biggest need at the moment for your business?
Okay, for us, right now, there are 2. One, we need more visibility. And secondly, we need those who will trust us enough to partner with us in terms of funding so that we can meet more people. Provided they trust us, we can deliver and then also get value for their funds.
Awesome. So when you find someone that can surround you with investors, we have money and we can put in the business, you pay back and everybody's good. For visibility, I will advise that yes, when businesses start, we always depend on word of mouth. Well, you see, you can take that word of mouth to the next level. Capture those testimonials from people, document them, create them into beautiful designs, and put them out there on social media. Because I believe a lot of people are looking for you, and that is money for your business as well. If you can do that, testimonial marketing, education, and letting people know you're available, document exactly the problem you solve for them, they'll be the one coming to look for you. You don't even need paid advertising to do any of this. And if you can deploy this, the next time we meet you, you will not be at this stage anymore. But well done.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
very
what
much.
You've been doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for this opportunity. Thank you very much.